With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Based on remarks by NATO's leadership, it looks like the alliance members will concede to President Trump's demand if they spend more on defense. The NATO summit is now underway in The Hague. There was nothing unconstitutional about the president ordering the destruction of Iran's nuclear program. That, according to House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities were clearly within President Trump's Article II powers as commander-in-chief.
The president challenging a preliminary intelligence report suggesting that Iran's nuclear arms program has only been set back by a few months. In the New York City Democrat mayoral primary, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has conceded to Socialist State Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani.
Cuomo told his supporters Tuesday night, quote, "Tonight was not our night." Earlier Tuesday, Decision Desk HQ projected the race would head to a ranked choice count as Mamdani held a solid lead over the former governor. Most polls leading up to Election Day showed Cuomo leading, though not outright winning in the first round. Whoever wins the Democratic nomination will be the favorite to take on embattled Mayor Eric Adams, who's running as an independent for re-election, GOP nominee Curtis Sliwa, and independent Jim Walden. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Another very hot, exceedingly humid day today in the east. Bryce Williams at the National Weather Service.
We're looking at record-breaking heat, actually, for the month of June up here in the northeast. And so it's going to feel quite unusual, and it can feel like the heat is radiating off of the ground. You can sometimes visualize it. You can see the waviness in the air.
Israel is reporting one of its deadliest days in Gaza in months, as its military says seven soldiers have been killed in a bomb attack. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is 47 points lower, while the Nasdaq 135 points higher. This is SRN News. The Trump administration goes to bat for a clergyman.
The Department of Justice has filed suit against the state of Washington over a new law that requires pastors to report if a person in the confessional admits to committing child abuse. The state is already being sued by Catholic and Orthodox priests who say the legislation violates the Constitution. DOJ spokesman Harmeet Dillon says the Washington law, quote, explicitly targets religious practices and has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kentucky county clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to gay couples after the Supreme Court's 2015 ruling legalizing the practice is still in court. Kim Davis became a cultural lightning rod 10 years ago, bringing national attention to the same-sex marriage debate and losing her job. Davis's lawyers are again trying to get her case before the high court after the justices declined to hear an appeal from her in 2020. This is SRN News. He's a four-time MVP and an NFL standout, and he may soon hang up his cleats.
Aaron Rodgers says he believes the 2025 season will be his last in the NFL. In an appearance Tuesday on the Pat McAfee Show, Rodgers said, quote, "I'm pretty sure this is it. That's why we just did a one-year deal." The 41-year-old quarterback signed a one-year deal with Pittsburgh earlier this month after two injury-marred seasons with the New York Jets. Rodgers agreed to sign with the Steelers after regular conversations with Coach Mike Tomlin over a few months. He says he can't think of a better place to finish his career. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to release billions of dollars in funding for the building of electric vehicle charging stations in more than a dozen states. Congress approved the spending under the Biden administration. The Trump administration blocked the money. More details at SRNNews.com.